Dr. Megan V. Smith is an assistant professor of psychiatry at the Yale School of Medicine. While studying the impacts poverty was having on 2,000 families raising young children near New Haven, Connecticut, Smith discovered about 30% of parents said they struggled to afford diapers for their kids.
You know, if a baby is in a wet diaper, mothers describe this problem with, you know, not being able to soothe a baby. And as a mother, to not be able to soothe your baby, that's really crushes your self-esteem and, you know, clearly increases your level of stress as a mother. So mothers talked about that, really feeling like there was a lack of self-efficacy. They weren't able to provide for their babies and really started to doubt themselves as mothers.
After partnering with the National Diaper Bank Network to further the study, Smith says those parents also said they were so worried about not having enough diapers that bonding with their babies and young children fell to the wayside. After the findings were published in the journal Pediatrics, Smith says there was a national response from food pantries, homeless shelters, and other community groups expressing a desire to help. Dr. Smith spoke at the Austin Riggs Center in Stockbridge to help kick off the Berkshire Community Diaper Project, where nearly 13% of county residents live in poverty, according to the census. Marie Rudden, a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, is a project co-founder.
People haven't really caught up with this, and so if you're a parent and you can't afford diapers and people don't know about this, I think it's terribly embarrassing. I think, you know, often, you know, a parent won't tell the pediatrician because they feel so embarrassed about it. And I guess the reason that the people who started the project are psychiatrists and psychologists, I think the reason we got involved is because, you know, it's a real mental health issue for both the parents and the children.
Since September 2014, the group has raised $2,800 to provide 6,000 diapers. An additional 4,000 have been donated through diaper drives and drop-off bins at schools, churches, and businesses. Joanne Goldblum founded the National Diaper Bank Network. Though prices vary state to state, she says a monthly supply of disposable diapers ranges from $50 to upwards of $75.
Most middle and upper income people think that food stamps or SNAP can be used to buy anything in a supermarket, and that's not the case. So there is no state or federal subsidy for diapers or other hygiene products, and that always surprises people. The other reason I think that it's surprising is because as much as we know that poverty is a significant problem in America, many people really don't think about how that shows itself concretely.
In 2011, Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro introduced the Diaper Act to allow states to use federal funding for low-income families for diapers and related supplies. It has been in a subcommittee since November 2011. A state effort to make diapers tax-exempt in Illinois is also in committee. The NDBN has worked to craft legislation in California that would provide additional funding for families to buy diapers, while San Francisco plans to launch a diaper voucher program for those in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, paid for with tax dollars in March 2015, according to Goldblum.
We really, here at the National Diaper Bank Network, know that there are a lot of different ways to potentially address this issue. And we actually think that it is more likely that it will be addressed on a state or county level as opposed to federal.
Although cloth diapers have been used for years, Goldblum says most laundromats won't allow them because the water often isn't hot enough to kill bacteria. Since 2011, the national network has grown from 30 diaper banks to 243 in every state except Hawaii and North Dakota, handing out nearly 100 million diapers. With 20 active volunteers, Rudden says the Berkshire Community Diaper Project hopes to join the national network over the next year.
We've gotten feedback that there's, you know, this when the people come in and see the diapers, they're just enormously relieved and sort of unburdened and, you know, said, oh my God, you know, we haven't been able to mention this.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.